Okay, let's keep on learning. It should be for Hatzalah, for Klal Yisrael, and the Shvuyim, and the soldiers.
Amen.
Tav Nun Aleph, Hilchot Pesach. Okay, we're still finishing Hechsher Hagalas Kalim. So Chaf, Uran Chaf. I just want to point out, I know it's been a little while, but the handles of utensils, including knives, I know it was touched upon, it never needs more than Hagala. All utensils, you just have to do Hagala and you're fine. Of course, obviously things that are like a spit that goes, that it's used to be roasted on a grill or on a roast, that's something else that you need libun. But generally, normal knives that we have in the kitchen, utensils, all of it just needs Hagala. I'll just point out a couple of things to keep in mind, because it's there's a few reasons. It has to do with heterabala. It has to do with the handle. It's never really hot. It's never on the flame. It's just connected to the rest of it. Tatagavar, it's the bottom part that's really stronger, v'chule, but let's just move on. Chaf. Tav nun aleph chaf. Hashulchanot v'hativot shumatznim behem ochalim. Kol ha'shana regilin le'arot aleihem rotchim lefi shelifamim nishpach marak min ha'kedera le'tocham. So he says tables, countertops that we're used to, certain types of cabinets that you use all year. It's always used for cold, but these surfaces are surfaces where we often pour hot liquids that have chametz inside. Kneidelach, whatever, noodles, pasta, whatever it is, it's around areas that there's real chametz and there's real hot water getting poured around. So lifi shlif amim nishpach marak mina kedera letochan. So sometimes the liquids, the soups, whatever is hot with chametz, and it splashes or it spills and it gets onto the tabletop. So that's why we have to. That's why the custom is to kosher them. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see again, he holds you go after Rov Tashmisho. Shulchan Aruch holds you only have to kosher things based on the way they're normally used. Countertops are not normally used with hot. According to Shulchan Aruch, Minhag Sfardim, all you have to do is just wash it, keep it clean, and you're good to go, and you can use this for Pesach. But he says, as a Chumrah, the Rama also has the Chumra that you even go after not Rov Tashmisho, but the Rama is going to takes it a little bit more seriously, because that's like their rule, the Psak. If you go after not Rov Tashmisho, at least Lechatchila. So again, so the custom is even for Svardim to clean it and to pour on it hot water or to cover it, because there is sometimes hot water, hot splashes. The Mishnah Berurah points out others who say that sometimes people put hot challah, hot whatever, berekas, straight from the oven, straight to their countertops. And since they do that sometimes, you have something dry, being really hot, being placed on the countertops, and then it could be it needs actually libun or hagala with an iron or some kind of hot metal, burning hot metal stone on the countertop as well. So you can ask all kinds of questions to Tagvar. There's a lot of issues that go into it, but Lamaisa, there are two basic by Sfardim. It's just you cover it or you just clean it with hot water. Some are makel, just not even to, but that's the custom. And by Ashkenazim, two main customs. Either they do just regular pouring of burning hot water, or many, they actually cover it up completely. There are a few people who do both. All the poskim say that's definitely not necessary, even according to the minhag. So according to Ashkenazim, there are two basic opinions again. Some say, no, you need to cover it up. It was rechoshesh for any time you put hot challah or anything hot. That's yavesh. And some, if it's a granite surface that's stone or wood that's not too pitted or has crevices, that's a whole other issue. So that's why another reason why many also just cover it up completely. Okay. Fine. Let's go on. But those are the two basic psakim you're going to get from, depends who you ask among the Ashkenazim. It depends also, some homes, hot bread sometimes ends up on the counter, and some homes it never does. But, okay. Kaf Aleph. Chaviyot shel cheres shenatnu behem shechar se'orim. Now, barrels of a clay, cheres, ceramics, that has beer. Mutar behagala o be'iroi shlosha yamim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, you can either do hagala, basically, all right, it means you put it into another pot, or you pour boiling hot water in the barrel itself, overflowing with boiling hot water, and then you put in another hot stone that keeps it even more boiling as it overflows. Oh, be'irei shlosha yamim, or you just, it's just lukewarm cold water, you fill it up to the very top so it's overflowing, you leave it there for 24 hours, spill it, refill it up, 24 hours, and then spill it, and then a third time you let it go with the water. Here, because there's no heat, so that's why it's okay with hagala, or just irei shlosha yamim. That's why this, that's okay. The Shach points out that we're only makel by this irei, by this beer, in because it's chametz, not by if it's an isur that God's balua of kavosh kamavushal, so that we wouldn't be makel. It's only because it's actually a kula by chametz. That's it's heterabala. Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out if it's wood, you have to sand it down because of the crevices. Okay. But in general, the custom is not to use any beer barrels whatsoever, and then you avoid the issue. So, Lamaisa, we don't use the vats that are used for beer are not used for kosher Pesach. But he does point out, especially if it's metal, you can use it. He does say you could use it if you do a hagala with it, if it's smooth metal and you do hagala with it. First, you boil it to make sure there's no even smell whatsoever from whiskey or from beer. So even the smell is completely gone, and then you can do hagala afterwards. So that is, let's keep reading the hagala. We're going to see, Mishnah Berurah does say that is okay.
Why is it different than any regular kli that's used for coal?
Well, here, because you're doing kavush kamavushal. It's there for more than 24 hours. The hagala, right, if it was just a regular cup that you drink from with cold, even Ashkenazim would say you just have to, we're going to get to cups in a second. People wash them with hot water, so there's reason to be, why some are machmer, generally we are machmer, but let's keep reading. The hagala, sechavios, yasa, bederech, ze. Yilabun avanim isimem behem, is what I just explained. How do you do hagala on these big barrels? You pour boiling hot water, but yilabin ha'avanim isimem behem. So first you pour in boiling, what's it called? Red hot coals, or stones, inside. V'are aleihem rotchi mikli rishon. And then you do boiling hot water, but it's from a kli rishon. But the reason why it gets to a level of hagala is because of the stones in there. V'galgel ha'chaviot shegi ha'galel chol makom. And then of course you have to shake it to make sure it gets into the crevices, gets all over. Over the eved, and even the Ramah says, but b'di'evid, if you cleaned it out completely, and even though they were vats used for beer or whiskey, but if you clean them out completely, and then you put in some wine or dvash or a liquid inside afterwards, again, we hold either not to use it at all, generally speaking, or if it's smooth, you can cook out any smell and then use it. But here he says, b'di'evid, you can use it, drink from it if it was after, if it was already used and liquid was put in there.
So the kavush kamavushal is only
l'chadchila. Yeah, it's only l'chadchila. Well, it would be worse. Kavush kamavushal, it's not just like lechatchila, it also depends if you now cook with it. If you were to have a vat for beer, just to clarify, if you had a vat for whiskey or beer, and you have kavash kamavushal, and then you cook with it a liquid on Pesach, nidmeli for sure asa. But here it's b'di'evid, now you put a cold liquid in there, and then that's when it's okay b'di'evid. Okay. Okay. Anyways, these cases don't usually come up. Kav beis. Kol hakelim. All dishes. Afilu shel cheres. It doesn't matter, even if it's clay, ceramic, whatever, shenishtamesh, glass. Shenishtamesh behem chametz betzonin. So this is the, we're going to start off with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, anything that is used with cold, even if it's used with chametz, but it's always used with cold, or usually used with cold. Mutar lishtamesh behem matzah afilu b'chamim. Now you're allowed to use it on Pesach, even with hot chametz, because it's 100% the kli never became iser. It was always used with cold, or usually used with cold, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore now it's 100% mutter to use in any way on Pesach. However, the exception for the Shulchan Aruch is chutz mi beit seor u beit charoset, except for a place where you're having intense beit seor. The fermenting process, kli that's used where you put in the fermenting, the challah, the dough to rise, or where there's vinegar sitting there, sha'af al pi. Right, so then it's extra, then it has extra strength that gets balua into the walls. Sha'af al pi shalin shtameh ben chametz ela b'tzonin. Even though you use it, generally for tzonin, for chametz during the year, asur lishtamesh behen matzah b'chamin. What did I read? Sha'af, oh yeah, we're talking about here the Beit Seor, the chametz vessel for fermenting. So then you're not allowed to use it. Asur lishtamesh behen matzah b'chamin. You can't use it for hot matzah for sure. It's asur b'di'avid. Aval b'tzonin lahaniach behem matzah afuya mutar. Aval asur lalush behem. So if you have this kneading bowl, where it sits and it ferments, or a plate or a board where you let it ferment on. So then, to put something cold on there for a few minutes is okay, but you can't cook in it, and you can't now knead in it, because when you're kneading in it, you're now, the fermenting process with your matzah dough on Pesach is also going to pull out from the walls of this Beit Seor, of this fermenting kli. The kol zeh below hagala. Now this is if you don't do hagala. About ayedei, right? Okay. So this is if you don't do any hagala with these beit seor. About ayedei hagala. If you do hagala with this, because it's, again, hagala is going to work over here because we're talking about cold. So even though it's a fermenting, it doesn't have to be kavash kamavushal. It's just used for fermenting. It doesn't have to be 24 hours. Now, but hagala will work. Afilo beit seor v'charoset mutarim imayim shel cheres. So hagala works for all material except for cheres, for this fermenting dish. Like if it's a smooth metal, hagala will work, and now you can even cook with it chametz matzah. Aval l'shel cheres lo mahani hagala. But if it's cheres, it doesn't help to do hagala because we know by cheres in general we say it's boleya and it doesn't come out. The only time we know by cheres it does come out is if you put it in super intense heat. Remember, if you put it into a furnace, like where you made it, or you fill it up with super hot coals. Again, we don't allow it because we assume it's going to break. Okay, let's go on. V'afilo lo nishtamesh behem chametz ela betzonin. So even if you're just using, even though you just used the fermenting ceramic kli for cold, but you used it for fermenting. So therefore, it's aser, even though the fermenting was done when it was cold. Lo yishtamesh behem matzah afilo b'tzonin. So you're not allowed to use this cheres, even if you do hagala, because it's fermenting. It's for fermenting. You can't even put on it in cold matzah. Again, if you put some cold matzah there, but yevid, you can take it off and use it, unless you were kneading into it. What? Yeah. The chatchila, you can't use it. You have to put it away and not use it. Only if it was put in there by mistake. China. So someone mentioned about China. So China is So it depends if it's used for hot and cold, if it's usually used for hot and cold. It's generally, so generally for China, we assume we use it for hot when we eat. And therefore for China, it's a real problem. I'm not going to get into it all, but some poskim are makel after 12 months of not using China if it's going to be a hefsid meruba, and otherwise you have to throw it away. But,
most editions of the
Mishnah Berurah
have
Ela
Bitzoma, and Mishnah Berurah says Yesh Gar Sinah Fila Bitzoma. So the Mishnah Berurah says Yesh Gar Sinah Fila Bitzoma.
Okay. Okay. Ve'ha'idna, I have a filo b'tzonim. Okay. Ve'ha'idna nagu alma delo li'ishtamushi ve'fischa demane de'pachre atike perush klicheres yishenim. And bottom line, the minag is nobody uses klicheres on the from all year. And if you're ceramic dishes, nobody uses them. Period. Okay. Let's go on. But you know, let's see something. I think we got it. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah points out the only time you can use, again, we don't really do this, but the only time you can use a bowl is if it's smooth metal that was used for fermenting, for chametz. The only way to use it is if you burn it, basically, libun. But no, people, we don't do that. We just put it away. Okay. Let's read V'tanur. V'tanur in the Rama, in the parentheses, shall beit hachoref dino kekli cheres v'asur lasum shum davar al hatanur bepesach. So now here a tanur also is a problem. They used to have a tanur to warm themselves in the house, but the tanur was also used to put the bread on the outside of it, and it has a din of a kli cheres, and there's no way to use it on. To put food on it, you can use it to heat up your house, but there's no way to use it for matzah on, or kosher food on Pesach. Because there's really no way to kosher it. You're putting it on the outside of the kli cheres, and, it's a big metal, it's a big, cheres pot, and, that's it. You put bread right onto it, and there's no way really to kosher it. It's dry, hot bread. Okay, and if you put matzah directly on it by mistake, it's aser kedei klipa at least, depending on the situation. But if it's if the food was put on the tanur in a pot, and you have nothing but the pot actually touching the tanur, so we learned that from the fire, the grates, it doesn't transfer chametz through the grates to the kli, to the food inside. So bedi evid, if somebody put a kli on there and there was food inside, it'd be mutter bedi evid. Okay. Kaf gimel. Klei cheres hametzupin behitoch zechuchi dinam kechli cheres. Now, any time you have a kli cheres, again, this is similar to perhaps China or some of the dishes we have, but any time you have a kli cheres, pottery, ceramics, and it has a layer of glass around it, it still has the din of kli cheres. What? A glaze. Because we're afraid that the chametz balua got through the glass and got into the kli cheres. And now there's no way to ever get it out of the kli cheres. V'yesh mekomot shenagu shelo lishtamesh b'kli cheres glizart afilo chadashim glaze. Well, wait, glazed are glazed. Okay, fine, glazed. So some say not to use any kli cheres that's glazed, even brand new. V'ein lachmir rak b'mkom haminag. And one should not be machmir unless that's the minag in that place. The reason in those days, because sometimes when they would glaze the ceramics, the people making it would have chametz on their hand or in some of their ingredients that went into the glass glaze. Now, if you ever see a glass blower, sometimes the thing that he's, what he's eating or smoking can have a little bit of an effect on what's getting blown. But anyways, so here they would is obviously, we're not worried about this nowadays, but unless you find out, you need to be. But okay, so obviously any new dishes, it's not going to be a problem of chametz. Kaf Dalet. Kli Eitz Hametzupim Basamanim Shekorin Barnes Dinam Kli Cheres. The same concept. If you have a type of wood that's made with some kind of coating of some kind of spices, it also has a din Kli Cheres, because they were also afraid of stuff getting chametz getting mixed in with this with these spices. V'yesh mekamot shemachmirim shelo lishtamish bekelim tzevuim. Some say not even to use any kind of kli that has any kind of paint or color in it, any kind of a dye. Afilohim chadashim, even if they're brand new, for the same reason. V'chen hamechupim bivdil, and anything that's covered with some kind of a nickel or a metal. V'ein lachmir v'zerak l'mekom shenagla iser. And nowadays we're not worried about it. Again, because it depends how well it's coated, if it's stuff gets stuck inside, or the ingredients, or in between the two layers. But anyways, generally the minhag is not to worry about this when you're buying new dishes. Okay, cafe. Kol klei shtia, any drinking utensil. Bein slochit, bein kosot, mutarim b'shtifa. Bein slochit, so any kind of pitchers, cups, whatever you want to use for drinking, all you have to do is just rinse it off. Why? Bein shem shel zchuchit, bein shehem shel eitz, bein shem shel matechet, bein shem shel cheres. It doesn't matter if it's glass, it could be wood, it could be metal, it could be ceramics. Okay. Because these are always, in general, these are generally used only with cold liquids. Ya'af ha'pi shalif amim. Notin vehem lechem cham. It could be that sometimes a person will dip or put in hot bread, or it can fall in there, whatever. Kevon shirov tashmishon eino ela betzonin sagi b'shtifa. Since Shulchan Aruch says you go after rov tashmishon, the way they're normally used only for cold. Again, we're talking about cups that are normally used for cold. Obviously, we have certain glasses and mugs that are used specifically for hot coffee, tea, or etc. So then, that's a different category. We're talking about cups and dishes that are generally used for cold. So then, sagi b'shtifa, all you have to do is just wash them. Shalhalchu b'chol kli ela archa rov tashmisho. Because we go after the way they're normally used. If it's normally used with cold, even though sometimes it's used with hot, you only have to treat it look at it as if it's only used for cold, and cold can just be cleaned with cold water. Okay. Haga miyo. Yesh machmirim umatzrichim hagala v'chen nogin. The minhag is all dishes need to have hagala, and otherwise we don't we get new ones for Pesach.
So, but if it's a kli cheres, the shtia, the Ramah is saying you could be magir.
You could be
such a kli cheres for shtia. He's saying you can do hagala.
Yes, you can do hagala on coffee mugs, and you can do. Here he writes, you can even do. The Mishnah Berurah says you can even do. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, you're allowed to do the milui ve'irei three times as well. The rov tashmisho with cold. Here he writes, you're allowed to just do three times with the cold water. Fill it up three times. Okay. Kavav. Klei zechuchit. Glass. Filu machnisan nekiyum. Even if you use it for a long term. In other words, way more than enough time needed for kavash kamavusha. Afilu mishtamesh ben vachamin. Even if you use it with hot liquids, or anything hot. Ein tzrichim shum hechsher. You don't have to do any kind of hechsher. She'enom bolim u'shtifa ba'alma sagi lehu. They're smooth. Anything hard and smooth, this comes from the Gemara. If it's hard and smooth, they're not boleya. And therefore, all you have to do is wash it with cold water, even though you use it even, Avad Yosef says, even for Pyrex. Anything for glass, you don't have to kasher it. You just have to make sure it's completely clean. Vizel. Okay. Haga. This is the Rama, right? Minhag Ashkenaz. V'yesh machmirin v'omim the klei zechuchit afil hagala. Actually, the opposite. It's not even enough to do hagala. There's nothing you can do about it. V'chen a minag b'ashkenaz v'medinot elu, and that's our minag among Ashkenazim, is that we don't even allow to do hagala, because we know that glass comes from sand, and so the Ashkenazim consider them to be similar to kli cheres, and kli cheres, even if whatever gets inside, there's no way to take it out except we mentioned in really intense heat, inside and outside, or wherever it gets touched. Okay, so that's the minute you go after. And so the minute by Ashkenazim is restricted by glass, and you go after afilu miut tashmisha, even if it's normally used with cold, but sometimes it's used for hot or machmer. And I believe the minag in general is to treat, since we wash them in the same sink, sutchamets, we wash them in the same dishwashers. I believe that's the minag in most, if not all, Ashkenazi communities, to treat all dishes, including them, as if it's sometimes gets hot. V'chein kli kesef sheish betochen hitov zechuchit shekorin gishmelts ein lahagilo. Even if it has, you have silver, but it's coated in glass, now it has a din of cheres lechomra. Aval mi bachutz eino mazik. Now, if there's only glass on the inside, you don't have to, you can clean the outside, but whatever. Now, that's the minug. And the Mishnah Berurah says, but bedi'eved, we can go by rov tashmisho bedi'eved, like the Shulchan Aruch, if it was clean, but it was mistakenly used, then we can use it. And he says, if it's rov tashmisho bechamin, or it's been in there for 24 hours, afilu bedi'eved, there's nothing you can do, unless you do hagala and iroi three times. Okay. All right. Again, now it doesn't apply nowadays, but he says,
what was that?
Iroi three times. Milu ve'iroi is three times. That was in Kufnan Nun Hei in the Mishnah Berurah. He says in the next, also he says, in places where there is no glass and there's a shortage and you have no choice, could be Mekel as well. Again, we don't usually live in those times in most scenarios. Okay, Kav Zayin. Let's just... No, should we stop? Finished? Let's just finish Kav... What? Finished? We'll just finish. Kav Zayin. Shipud Yashan Shetzalubo Ofot BaPesach Mutarin. Now, spits that you use during the whole year, you use them for birds, all you do with them is right? We call it chametz dik, because we use it for all year. But it's never used for chametz. It's only a spit that's a kli, it's only used for meat. So it's 100% mutter. Afal pi shemi kodem tzalubo basar maluach mi melach shalo nivdak. In those days, I don't think this applies so much nowadays, but in those days, apparently their salt used to get mixed in a little bit with breadcrumbs somehow. So since they had that issue, there was always a worry, and you were supposed to use new salt and everything. Nowadays, I don't think that's such a worry. Again, it depends how you run your kitchen. But okay. So anyways, but it could. Sometimes people pinch pieces of salt from the containers. So anyways, bottom line, the salt wasn't checked, and you used it to salt the meat. Again, when you're salting meat, I don't think there's a chashash for chametz. But anyways, in those days, there was always a chashash that there was some chametz, some breadcrumbs mixed in that salt. Doesn't matter. We don't have to worry about it. Okay?
Nevertheless, the minig is generally to always open a new container.
Okay, so let's read. So alpha pi shemikot, so even though it was already... so. You don't have to worry about this spit was only used for kosher meat, even though it may possibly maybe had some breadcrumbs in the salt that was used with the meat. Not a problem, lemaisa. Haga, miu ein lahatirak b'di'evid. This is only b'di'evid we're makel lechatchila. You definitely are supposed to get brand new salt and not worry about it. So then we don't have to worry about problems. Okay. Now let's go on. And spouts that was used for wine, or faucets, whatever, so, or machmer, to make sure they're completely clean. Sometimes people used to touch it and get chametz stuck to them.